Oklahoma Senator Alan Armstrong is accused of late stock trade closures, and a study links extreme heat to higher Medicaid costs. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, July 27th. I'm McDaniels. Oklahoma's junior Senator Alan Armstrong is accused of violating federal rules for members of Congress related to reporting their stock trades. Lionel Rommels has details.
U.S. Senate financial records show Armstrong made 700 personal stock trades worth millions of dollars. Nonprofit news outlet Notice reports Armstrong made many of the trades less than 5 days after he formally took office in late March. And by the time he submitted the disclosures this week, they were about 2 months late and in violation of federal law. His biggest buys in March include at least $250,000 worth of Apple shares and at least $50,000 each of Alphabet, Berkshire Hathaway, and Nvidia. He also sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of shares in companies like FedEx, Home Depot, Phillips 66, and Pfizer. A spokesperson for Armstrong told Notice there is no conflict of interest involving the trades and the senator's plans for permitting reform. I'm Lionel Rommels.
Armstrong was appointed to the U.S. Senate by Governor Kevin Stitt after Mark Wayne Mullen vacated his seat to fill an appointed position by President Trump as the new Secretary of Homeland Security. He is not permitted to seek re-election by Oklahoma state law. Muskogee Freedmen descendants are filing a federal lawsuit in an effort to force the Muskogee Nation to acknowledge their tribal citizenship. As Sierra Pfeiffer reports, it's the latest move in a long legal fight for recognition.
Rhonda Grayson and Jeffrey Kennedy are descendants of people formerly enslaved by the Muskogee Nation, or freedmen. They have been fighting for tribal citizenship for years. In a landmark victory in 2025, the Muskogee Nation Supreme Court ruled in their favor. But shortly afterwards, Principal Chief David Hill paused issuing citizenship cards to freedmen descendants, saying the tribal council needed to first approve new laws and potentially amend its constitution. A year later, Grayson and Kennedy say nothing has changed, and their legal team is bringing their case for citizenship in front of a federal judge. They hope it will force the Muskogee Nation to start accepting descendant citizenship applications. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Many studies have found that hotter days mean more emergency room and hospital visits. New research adds a price tag to the phenomenon. An analysis of federal Medicaid records found that even just one extra day at or above 80 degrees can increase a zip code's healthcare spending by 0.25%. University of Central Oklahoma economics professor Travis Roach says that number might not seem significant, but it has big implications for a multi-billion dollar program like Medicaid.
Whether or not we actually say the words climate change, it will be showing up on the ledgers of our spending.
Roach says he hopes his research will force people to come to terms with an economic impact of the warming climate. Read more stories at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.